This episode of Talking to Mod is sponsored by Sam's Barbershop in Northern Ireland. Not only can you get a haircut to look like an ace face, you can also dress like one too. Upstairs, they have a wide range of men's and women's clothing to suit you for any occasion. So what are you waiting for? Go check them out. How are we doing, everyone, and welcome to episode 31 of Talking to Mod. This week we have something completely different. This is an act that when I first saw them, I loved them, I wanted to be sick at the same time, and I also wanted to pull out my own eyes because I couldn't believe what I witnessed. That act is Sin City, and they are one of the most dangerous but lovable acts I've ever seen in my life. Let's go and find out more about them. This is Talking to Mod with Sin City.
There they are. Oh, there's just one part. That's 50%. Oh, and there's the 100. There's the 100. Do you know what? This is the most clothing I've seen you both wear whenever I've
definitely
seen you.
Definitely me, anyway.
Don't get off there.
I've even got a hoodie on. Look at that. Actual clothes.
Fuck, honestly, unbelievable.
So.
How are you both doing? You both all right?
Oh, good.
We are very good, yeah.
Good.
Very tired. Good.
So the way this goes, right, is it's not really a Q&A. Imagine like being in a pub and you chat absolute bollocks. That's basically what this is.
Does that mean I can drink wine?
You do what you want. I've got a... What have I got? I've got like... I'm on some... honey and CBD oil sort of thing. It seems all right. Yeah,
that sounds very fancy. We've just got regular old tea.
Listen, that's what is up. It's so interesting though. As I was saying to the missus, I'm looking forward to this one because like I've never seen an act like, so the first time I saw you guys was in Newcastle. Yeah. It was Newcastle, and I've never loved an act so much, but at the same time thought, what the fuck am I watching here? I've never seen anything like that in my life. And I'm not just blowing smoke up your asses. Like, I was so amazed. I was hooked. It's like, I don't know how to put it, compare it to something, because I've never seen anything like that in my life. It's like watching a public execution. You don't want to watch it, but at the same time, you do. Hey, I was baffled. I mean, yeah. Do you often get that reaction from people?
Yep. I mean, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, most people, unless they've seen it over and over and over and over again, are usually horrified, and you get all the questions of the day, like, why do you do it? And I'm like, oh.
But I just love it. Because people, one of the most things people come off with is, oh, you just act so natural on stage. Like that banter we have, or if I mess up something, I just laugh it off, and she's behind me going, you know. Or people go, oh, that's well scripted. It's like,
scripted.
Not a script near it. But, you know.
Oh, we have our like standard lines that come up every time. Oh, like you ask why and I say an idiot. Like that's...
There's one or two written in bits, but the rest of it's just kind of...
I mean, anyone who watches the show, they can just tell your brother and sister straight away. But I must admit, right, so I like there was a part when, what was the bit, the nail bit, that I was, when you put the nail up your nose, right, I remember I was watching from the side and I was like, what's he doing here, like, and then when you took it out with your mouth, I was like
that was my own idea to do that as well.
Was it? Did you just...
And to lick it, but I don't know why.
But that's the bit though, isn't it? The bit where you get the lick, that gets the best reaction, don't you think?
Yeah, you can hear them in the back. Like, I put a video up the other day and you can hear everybody going, ah! Yeah.
What we've just seen there, that video got 44,000 odd views or something.
Brilliant.
Seen that
brilliant.
Today on Facebook, it was like, oh. So they like the disgusting stuff.
They do.
So,
talking of disgusting, there was another moment watching your show.
Many moments.
It was Dublin, wasn't it, where you did the scissors,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And you took he took the scissors out. I'm looking at Nadine, right, and just as I looked over, you've sort of opened them up, and you've caught this like yeah, and I was generally like, I'm having words with him after. I can't believe like, there is sometimes when you do something, do you think, I'm going to chuck this in there just to get a really good reaction? Like, have you ever done that sort of thing before, or was it just something that was there?
The giants, so anyone that's watching, so I have a big set of giant shears this size, and I swallow them, if that's what we're talking about. It just was started off doing like the saw action thing, and then I swallowed it. You know, closed them over and swallowed again. And there's one day I just kind of like really lubed it up. And when I picked it out, I just seen a bit of drip on it. I was like, oh, and then opened it. And it was just like all the slime on it. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to keep doing that because it freaks people out.
The best part, like for an audience member watching, you don't get to smell it.
Shut up.
I do. I'm right next to it. I hear all the noises and smell all the smell. Yeah. Stomach bile just...
I remember there was a woman next to me. This is true. There was a woman, we were sat just to the left of the stage, right? And there was this woman in front of us, right? And I think she had like, I don't know what she had, some little rice dish or a curry from like the food banks on the right-hand side, right? And you done that, right? And honestly, me and the missus were looking at this woman and she looked at me and just went, pushed their food away. And honestly, if someone was to record that and have that, like, just the audience reactions, that would have been priceless.
I think it was that show. Was someone sick at that show?
No, someone near.
Jess?
Jess. Was it Dublin?
Jess
no,
told us. Was that Dublin?
Yeah, Jess had come up this after one of the shows, and she was like, either somebody had... Oh, no, they did! Somebody threw up!
Someone threw up, man.
I forgot.
That's true.
Jess said she'd just see all these people swarming away, and she's like, what's going on? And somebody's been sick.
I'll be honest, I was nearly sick when I took the family out for a meal in the evening, right? And they gave me the bill. I was like, there's a reason it's called Dublin, right? Jesus Christ. This, honestly, I was like, are you joking?
No,
but
I literally just seen a thing pop up on Belfast Live. There are four drinks in Dublin, €49. 2 pints of Guinness, 1970 or something. Anyway.
What's that, the year it was poured or something?
Oh, I know. So for 2 pints of Guinness, a pint of something else, and a bargain level, €49.
I tell you now, right, I'm so glad I don't drink anymore because I would be absolutely skint. I'm telling you now.
A Coke's probably about €5.
Where was I the other week? I was in, I think it was at the Empire in Belfast, right? It might have... No, was it the Empire? It was anywhere. It was somewhere, right? I was watching a show and I got a Red Bull because I was feeling a bit tired. And, you know, these days, Red Bull's the way to go for, you know, to keep yourself awake. In the old days, you know, right? But, like, I'm sitting there and I got a Red Bull and the geezer's come over. He's like 5:50 and I'm like, what, do I get a bag of nuts with that as well? Like, hold on. I only want a Red Bull. A tin. It was like, it was... No bigger than like the little Lonnie's cup there, little tin of Red Bull, and I'm like, serious? You're better off drinking, ain't ya?
Oh yeah. I would have just went next door and bought a 4-pack.
I would have been buzzing, mate. One's enough. But here's what I want to know, right? So, if you don't mind, how did you two meet?
When or how?
How?
So.
I'm a stalker.
And I'm not a stalker.
And you don't mind me asking that, do you?
No, it's fine. I'm not a stalker, though. Let's just get that straight for sure.
That's definitely what a stalker would say.
Yeah, I know. I don't stalk, but...
No, so, like, George has worked in a company for years, teaching circus and stuff, and so has my dad for years as well. And, like, I mean, that was, like, years and years and years ago. And we never really, like, knew each other properly then, but, like, I knew who he was. Then he used to do fire and stuff in the limelight whenever I was like going out all the time, and I used to go and watch him in the limelight all the time because
stalker.
Well, it's It's not looking good.
It's not looking good.
It was a club night. You can't stop me from going to a club night. It was all that anyway.
I went to watch him. So
yeah.
No, well, I would have went with my friends too. Obviously, I wouldn't just went by myself. But like
to watch George.
To watch George. I actually found a photo of you on my Facebook the other day that I took from the back of the room.
That is stalker material.
Playing along, yeah.
No, I mean, look, it's fine because it's fine.
It's fine now. Yes,
it's fine.
You got me.
No, but then the actual like getting together part was
pretty much a couple of weeks before lockdown.
Yeah.
A friend of mine came over from Copenhagen. She's the sword swallower, and they were doing. Have you seen that Party Like Gatsby event?
I think so, mate.
Kind of show of DJs and band. And
yes. Yeah.
So they were doing that in Dublin, and my friend was like, "Oh, I can give you 2 tickets if you want to come down." So then I asked this one, did she want to go? And that was pretty much it.
The rest is history.
The rest is history. Yeah.
So when did you say to her, listen, love, I want to chuck a few swords at your head. Hold the balloon.
About a week after.
It wasn't you. That's a lie, because it wasn't even you. I wanted to do it because I'd seen you done it with the girlfriends before. And I was like, I know that I can do that. And I really want to do it. He was like, no, your dad's going to kill me. My dad was like, you're not fucking doing it. I was like, well, I would quite like to do it. And then we got caught red-handed, you throwing knives at me in the training space that we used by my dad's school partner. And he's like, it's like, don't tell him.
Well, what your dad said was, as long as he doesn't throw knives at you.
Let me tell you something now. My partner, I trust her and everything, love her more than anything, but there is not a chance in hell I would let her dash a knife at me. Do you know what I mean? Not a chance. But I mean, even to be honest, right? Even though you're trained, like, and I know, I mean, you've done it probably thousands of times, right? And it's something that you don't just learn this over a period of weeks or months. It takes years to get to the level that you're at. You know, you're trained professionals. You know, this is what you do. But I mean, there must be a part when you're standing there and you're going, fuck, what if he goes wrong? We just had an argument before we went on stage a minute ago. What, do you know what I mean? Like, what goes through your head?
I don't know, for starters, bad luck if we go on stage and haven't had an argument.
Everybody, like, honestly, you'll see this in May. Like, if you're backstage at one of our shows and I'm not calling him a stupid fuck and he's not giving it back, then it's probably going to be a terrible show and someone's going to die. We have to argue before we go on stage, or it's just wrong.
That sounds awful. It's not like a full-blown argument. It's like stupid wee arguments, you know, silly shit.
Anybody that works at our show, like, I'm sure some of them are watching, but like anybody that we've booked for one of our shows, they're like, yep. Mommy and Daddy are fighting again.
Oh, they're throwing knives at each other again. So literally, it's like having an argument in front of people, though, isn't it? You're like, fucking, I'm dashing this at your head. But there was one, was it? I keep saying that. I mean, I think we've done three shows, or I've been three events: London, Newcastle, Dublin.
Yeah.
There was one where someone filmed you, and you had this block. It was the one that goes like that. Fuck am I doing here? Do you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, like a clock, right?
Yeah.
And they zoomed in right on your face, and you looked absolutely petrified, right? I don't know if it's. Is it just something that you do? Because let's be honest, if you went out there and you acted all confident, like, yeah, we've do this in our sleep, no one's going to really think, oh, it's going to go wrong. But then if you put a bit like, what's going on here? You know what I mean? Play up to it a bit. Yeah. Then that brings in the crowd thinking, shit, has he done this before? Do you know what
it's
I mean?
Probably because I've watched him do his run through without me in the morning and he's missed every single one and I've went,
with the pendulum target is the first knife. As soon as I get the first knife in,
yeah,
the other two are going to follow behind.
It's always the knife's fault.
Like, if the first one hits the board, the other two will follow suit.
Did you ever see? Was it? I think it was a magician, wasn't it? And he had the crossbow. And did he put an apple on this woman's head or something? And
that'll never happen.
He missed.
Oh yeah, well, that's
it. And the. He missed the apple completely, and it was, I'm sure it was live on like some Russian TV show or something like
that. A couple of crossbow things go
The crossbow, I don't like the crossbow. The knife throwing, like, yeah, it could also potentially kill me, but the crossbow could, I mean, definitely kill me if it hits me.
Do you do a crossbow or am I?
We don't think we did, and we didn't in Big North, and we didn't in London because there was just not enough space and stage, and if we did, we probably would have hit a child or something. But we did in Dublin.
London stage, that's that Black Tear stage we were on.
Yeah.
We did it in Dublin. You were there in Dublin, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it.
I thought I've seen it. I definitely see it, and I was thinking, hold on, this is new. I ain't seen this one before.
Yeah, it depends with London and the other one. We bring it with us. It depends if we have the space or like with that London gig we were on, because the stage was small and it was lower. It was just too much of a risk if, say, one of the arrows were to kind of miss the target.
Yeah.
Straight through that backdrop, and then your head hit with someone at the other side of it. It gets packed well. Like, for, I gave that London as soon as I walked in. Julian, the health safety tech, just went, "It's not happening." And I was like, "I was about to say that to you."
If Julian says no, it means no. Like, yeah. Julian's really sound. Like, he's really, really good. But like, if it's gonna, I mean, he knows whenever it's too risky. Like.
If you want to keep anyone on your good side, you want to keep the health and safety officer on your good side.
I met him at London as well. He's a lovely fellow. I think I did a show. I did two. I did one on the bigger stage and one on the smaller stage. But in between it, he pulled me over and he was telling me about stuff. And I'm like one of them people. Like, I always get the missus to do me health and safety and stuff like that because I just switch off because I think, what could possibly go wrong? I'm playing with cards, what I mean? And I'm like, but then you look at the bigger... That's what he said. He goes, so like, what if someone gets a paper cut or you bring someone on the stage, you spill the milk, they fall over the milk, end up in hospital. And I'm thinking, put the brakes on. I'm trying to do a show here. do you know what I mean? Like, but I do, there's always a bigger picture to anything. Yeah. But going back to that London show, the first set I did on the big stage, I really enjoyed, right? And then I was pumped up. I was like, right, I'm going to smash this one out of the park, right? And I went to the other one, and because it was by all the little food courts and that, weren't there? And the bloke, it was Jess. No, there was a bloke who, I can't remember. But on one of the days, it was the bloke, because then you, on the Sunday, I think you did the comparing, didn't you? So I remember you kept running back and forward, right?
My feet were fucking killing me. I've never felt pain like that in my feet in my life.
You should have put a set of skates on, girl, I'm telling you.
I just remember going, I mean, I enjoyed doing the hosting and stuff, but like, I remember, like, it was literally like one show over here, Fuel Girls are starting over there, so I had to go like run in my pleasers over there, announce them, run back, set up for our show, run back to announce somebody else, and then run back, announce that, oh my God, my feet killed. Like, so I wanted like a wee like mobility scooter or something.
The thing is, well, with the London show, they have the car show right in the middle.
Yeah.
And there's no cut through, so you have to walk right around it.
Oh, yeah. It would be bad if they had like a walkway.
We walkway through the middle of it. No.
It was such a long detour, oh my God.
That second stage, I remember I walked out, right, I was giving it gave it a big one on the mic. I was like, hey, what's happening? And I'm like, fuck me, where is everyone? Is my mic on? And the only person I could see was my mum at the front giving it that, hey, go on, son. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? I'm not this bad. Like, come and watch it. And it must have been like peak time for people getting food or something because everyone was at the food bit. And there's me with my little flick book. Come and have a look at this. You know, it's my son's favourite treat. I'm thinking, oh my God. So I cut that one a little bit short.
People just ushering their kids away. Get away from the
room. To be honest, mate, they probably saw my first set and thought, now, giving him a wide berth. It's good though. It was something different about the... Like, I've never been to a tattoo show or anything like that before. And it was so good because like the acts are something that you wouldn't necessarily know, but like Fuel Girls, I've never seen anything I've never seen them before. I heard of it. Not being disrespectful, but it's not normally something that me personally would go on and see. Yeah. I didn't even see it. And like, as I said, with you guys, the first time I've ever seen a show like that, and I was so captivated by it. And then I don't know if you remember this. Were you there for it? I'm sure you're there. And the last day of Newcastle, I got this guy on stage and I think I said, oh, I fucked it up, you know, for a laugh, you know, I mean, that you've seen the act, I play along. No, this geezer. It was on like the guide dog's little stand or something. Do you know what I mean? He started shouting out, "Oh, stop swearing. You've been swearing all weekend." And I felt like saying, "What? You've been so unprofessional." I'm like, "Listen, mate, I don't come to your place and work and start shouting. I'll just say, can I have a Big Mac, don't I?" Do you know what I mean? I was playing along with it. And I said, "Oh, does anyone want to see a clown? There's one standing over there by the guide dogs and that." And then, like, he was proper going for it. And I felt like saying, "You're offended by my swearing?" He goes, "There's kids here." I was thinking, have you not seen the last three acts? They're practically wearing nothing.
Boob escaped halfway through my hello back, like, so
But I'm thinking, what? I mean, he probably thought, "Oh, do you know what? Do you know what it was? He was probably a failed magician, and now he's dishing out leaflets, and that's where it is, right?" But I was so thrown off. I mean, the organisers were superb. They're lovely people, and they really looked after me. Lovely, fantastic people, especially Jess. They really looked after me, and she was straight over there having a word with him. She's like, "Listen, mate.
But Jess, if there's a problem, Jess is like, there's no fucking around with Jess. She's straight in there."
Well, I couldn't believe it. Like, I went and had a word with him after, and I think I still had the mic on, and I'm like, "The fuck are you moaning about?" And then I was like, "Oh shit, I better turn this on."
I think he gave us the guide dog to bring up on stage, didn't he?
No, I think it was the girl working on the Saturday. He's like, "Oh, you got a friend." So then I was joking, I put the dog in the middle. I was like, "You know, cracking the whip, stay." Roll over and kick the dog.
They gave us the wee dog.
So it's probably your fault, to be honest, because he probably wanted me to do the same. Fucking mental though, isn't it? But it's like, I got my first tattoo there as well. Did you see? Have you seen it?
I'll show you today, but it was probably covered in goop.
for the sake of this podcast, pretend you ain't seen it. I've got shorts on, so I'm gonna look. Have you seen? Look.
What?
I know, right?
That's your first tattoo.
Yeah. So I went there. And I thought, I'm not going to get a tattoo. But then I saw it and I thought, oh, I'm going to get one. And I've always had a few tattoo ideas. Like, from when I went on tour with the Libertines, I wanted the Libertine, like the Carl Barat's writing on Pete. I wanted that tattooed there. And then I bottled that. And then I wanted Live Forever tattooed there, bottled that. And then from the tour with the Brian Jonestown Massacre, a lot of them had this. And it's a Dead Skeletons. The artwork's by the front man from Dead Skeletons, and it's like the lyrics from one of his songs, "He who fears death cannot endure life." And I thought, that is class, I'm going to get that. I remember sitting there and I'm like, "Oh, fuck me, have you done it yet, mate?" He's like, "Mate, I'm literally just putting the transfer on." Like, he's just doing the first bit, right? I'm like, "Oh, I can't act this." And then this girl... I remember this girl come up, right, and she's like, "Oh, look, it's the magician. You're actually getting a tattoo done." And I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Hopefully you don't die," like that. And I'm like, like me and the geezer who's tattooing me literally stopped and went, like, "What the fuck?" Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, "This ain't helping. What does she mean by that?"
That doesn't help.
But there were a couple of weird people there, like, honestly. Like,
that's tattoo convention.
I don't mean to be rude, but I'm not exactly I'm not normal. I mean, who wants to be normal? But I was looking around going, I might be like the most sane person here, don't I? But it's so different, and I thoroughly recommend people go to these conventions, because I mean, you've seen, you have your kids there with you, and it was so lovely to have witnessed at the Dublin one again. It was, yeah. I watched the show with your two kids, and it was brilliant to have that experience. And on the second night, the last night, Lonnie, my little boy, was there, and it was brilliant.
He's so,
and
so cute.
It's, I know, right? He takes after his dad. But it's so family friendly, isn't it? These confections. And that's what I like. Because, you know, they had all sorts. They also had this, was it they had the Monster Energy drinks with the game console, and then in London they had all the pinballs and that. There's so much for
face painting and tattoos and I think over the last good few years, I think they've clicked on to doing stuff a bit more family friendly, because then dads and mums can go, "Well, sure, if I get a tattoo, you can mend kids." Or
I think that's it. Like, there's so many.
They aim it a lot for families now.
Alternative parents and stuff. And
That's great. Like, it's great day out.
And you get free stickers and free sweeties. Like, that's worth the £20 alone to get
in
for the day.
Oh, yeah. I saw you put a video up the other day. Your little ones had about 30-odd, 40-odd stickers, didn't they?
Do you know what the worst bit was? She kept going around all the tattoo artists, and because most of them know her, they're like giving her sweets, and I'm like, you guys don't have to put her to bed. So she came round and she'd had a sweet off of every fucking stall in the convention, took a sticker, and then by the time it came to bedtime, she was like wired to the, what was she like? Wired to the moon, like, off her head on sweets. Because like if we're working, like she'll just hang around with her little mate or like walk around the stalls. So she was just picking sweets up every chance she could get.
Jesus Christ. So oh my God.
Before, I mean, she has all.
That's the main thing though, as long as the kids have fun, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. They don't want.
I forgot to mention this. George, did you recognise me the other day when I was bibbing at you and you were at the lights?
Yeah, you were in Silver Work, aren't you?
No, weren't it? No.
Or Ben, no?
Yeah, shh, don't want people to know.
Was he in the big pink?
No, was I?
He had his hood on like he was in 8 Mile.
Do you know why? It was fucking, thanks for stopping, you could give me a lift, you fucking.
Were you walking?
It was pissing down.
No, it was pissing down. I don't think it was pissing down. I just think you wanted to have your hood on because you're obviously that big time that people stop you all the time in Belfast. Oh, yeah. You thought, I'm not having this.
That's not even a joke. Like, I can't walk through, I'm not saying he's famous because he's absolutely not, but I can't walk through Belfast without him getting stopped by every fucking granny, every, like, somebody who's seen him in a band, like, 15 years ago playing something, or, like literally, you can't walk through Belfast without being stopped about 12 times.
Hold on, someone's granny comes up to you. What does she say? Swallow me walking stick or something?
I swear, grannies fucking love George. I don't know what it is. They honestly, they do. He's like a granny magnet. No matter where you go, they're just like, oh.
No, you mixed that up with Fanny.
My man. Oh my God. But, the reason I said that is because after I drove off, I thought, fuck, that might not have been him. I just waved at some random person. Because you had
the Lidl at Albert Clock, was it?
That's it. Yeah, you had the grey hoodie. You were going off towards, like, I don't know. Something like that, mate, yeah.
Yeah, going back. I think it popped in. I think that's maybe before we went down to Limerick or something. I think it was in Lidl getting a few bits.
Were you getting all the
wee you had two grannies, one on either arm.
That was him.
Like six packs.
Fuck. Well, listen. There's a story I think you've told me before, but it'd be nice to we have it on this. It has gone wrong though, the act before, hasn't it? There's a story you told me with a knife.
Don't blame the wood or the knives, please.
So the first time something that happened was at the Dublin convention.
Yeah.
The week before we were finishing up a gig, and Maya was like, oh, you might want to sharpen those knives a wee bit. But what realistically what is, if the wood dries out too much, it just kind of loses a fucking
stickiness,
did it, we'll say. That's a good word. But I do know what I mean, because they're dried out, they're just kind of bouncing off instead of sticking in. So they roll on a week later, we're in Dublin, and I threw the knife, and I can point it out, you can still see it in the board, like the knot of the wood.
Yeah.
So the knife went too stuck into that, but then fell out of the board.
Yeah,
but then
yeah.
On the way down, it's connected with Maya's arm.
I connected with my arm, aka hit me in the arm.
That's got to be pretty sharp though, them knives, if it just...
Sliced their arm open.
Oh, yeah. I forget. 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You get the ring light out, Shanks is working. Put that on.
We're not doing that.
Where's the shaming?
Well, I don't know. Where is it? Can you see it? Yeah, so there's a scar there.
A scar? Fuck me. Let me get my binoculars out, girl.
No, you can see it. Look.
Fuck about.
Yeah, because it's actually, it's like scarred in now. Do you see that little white speck there? That was so deep in, and here too. You can see where there's a disconnect in the tattoo.
I've had bigger scars getting a carpet burn.
Hello?
It was so deep that there was fat pouring out of my arm.
It was that kind of clean cut where the fat kind of just like rolled out.
Did you have to get stitches?
No.
No, Paddy from Dublin Tattoo decided to super glue it back together and his gloves got stuck inside.
Wait, if that Julian was there, he would have had an heart attack, wouldn't he?
He would have.
Oh, but then the next time.
Oh, here, there's one here too.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Was London. And we bring wee first aid kit with us anyway, bandages, you know, plasters, all that kind of stuff, just in case. But then, same kind of thing happened in London, where Phil nicked my arm, and I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, gonna have... So she went straight to Julian, and then he's like, right, and then put a plaster on it, and then came back round and went, thanks for the hours worth of paperwork on that. It was like...
That's your job.
It was a wee plaster.
I wanted to do things by the book.
Whereas we had a wee case backstage that had plasters in it.
Do you know how we avoid this problem? You just don't hit me with the knife.
It fell out of the board.
No, it didn't! He threw a knife last week in Ennis, and I'm holding the board like here, right? Like this is the size of the board, and like if he's gonna miss the center, it should at least be at the top or at the bottom. He just throws it straight under it and behind the fucking board. I was like, that is you.
It's what I thought. It's building suspense is what we're doing. Oh no, shit.
I know, right?
Yeah, totally done on purpose.
Are you two married?
Not yet.
I was going to say, right, you know, like at a Greek wedding, they throw plates.
Just fucking knives.
Just fucking that.
Mate, it will be carnage at your gaff, won't it? There'll be knives all over the place.
I am so excited for our wedding. It's going to be like a 3-day festival.
You're engaged in that, ain't you? Did you do it at the show?
We got engaged last year. Yeah, it was at our first cabaret. Your mammy's ringing you, George. So George swallowed a coat hanger. No.
Yeah. Tell her to do.
Oh, George. What? He's ringing his mammy.
That's all right. That's good. I love that.
But he swallowed a coat hanger that had this ring attached on the end of it.
No. I swallowed the coat hanger and I took the coat hanger out with the ring on the end of it.
Yeah.
Oh, you smooth bastard.
No, you said I swallowed it with the ring.
Well, I don't know.
No, he definitely didn't swing it with...
No, the ring wasn't
on it. Our neighbours just commented, I witnessed that. Yes,
she did. See, I was going to do something like that for when I got engaged to Nadine, right? We did a little tour and the last show was in Brighton. And then I sort of toyed with the idea, like threw out a few suggestions. I was like, you know, would you ever come on a stage and like just let me do a trick to you and all that? She's like, absolutely not. So I was like, right, well, that's out,
that's out of the window.
So like next to this, next to the venue, it's called the Prince Albert Prince Albert in Brighton, right? It's just under the train station. It's got like a mural on the side of all singers and artists who have died. It's gorgeous. Like, oh, so you've got John Lennon up there, George Harrison, David Bowie, you name it. The ones who have passed away, icons are all up there. And at the bottom, they've got, you might have seen it, it's a Banksy of the two coppers hugging and kissing.
Oh, yeah.
So that's there. And I just thought, fuck it, should I just do it here? So like, I said to my mum and dad, come and take a quick photo. And then I was like, oh no, my shoelace is untied. Let me go and do it.
No.
Because what I was going to do was do a trick on stage. And I don't know, I do a trick where I burn a hole for a deck of cards and then with a coin, and the coin lands on the card that someone signed. So I was going to have like real fucking cringe. I'm glad I didn't do it now. So I would have lost any respect that people have still got for me, right? But it's like, I would have got to sign a card, but then the card, instead of a coin, I would have wrapped up this ring in a bit of paper, set fire to it. The ring goes through the deck and it's not a card. It just says, will you marry me? And then I thought, yeah, that's pretty good. But then I thought, oh, fuck that. Like, people would be watching going,
that's so cute.
Yeah, I know. But that's,
why did you not do that? Why?
I don't know. Like,
it would have been like roasting hot, though. Then she would have put it on her finger and scold herself.
No, it's just the fact that, like, I don't know, like, in case, I don't know, because it wouldn't have gone wrong. It wouldn't have gone wrong or nothing like that. But I just didn't want to put that. She's not like, you know, she's not a performer like us. She doesn't like being centre of attention. Me, fucking love it. You know what I mean? So, like,
that's the bad thing about us.
I hate cameras.
Oh, I know, right? Every time I get a camera, like, it's people at the shows when they take photos, I'm like, make sure you get the right side, mate. He's like, what side's that? You choose, it doesn't matter.
All of them.
Exactly that. But that's good. Let's talk about, so we've got a show, I'm doing a show, I'm with you on The 12th of May, that's right, isn't it?
Yes.
That'd be good. That'd be good. So on the 11th, I'm in Spain on the 11th, right? And then it's nice to do, so I'll be in Spain and then I'll be with you guys. And I'm looking forward to it. Because
International Superstar?
Off the plane straight to our show.
And literally, I think I've got an early flight just for that reason, because I wanted to do something else, but it's worked so nicely. So I'm really, and I appreciate you thinking of me. Tell the truth, was Dynamo busy, so you thought you asked me. Exactly. Exactly. Love that.
Do I know them? Am I
don't know you.
Oh, right. That's gold. Gold. That is gold. They're watching.
No. Are they?
Are they?
I don't know who they are.
He's George, you know who he is, didn't you? That's gold. That's gold. I love that.
Dynamo, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I don't know who you are. I'm not into magic. Is he actually watching?
Is he fuck? Why the fuck would he be watching this?
Know who he is.
That's. I'm cutting that, and this is going to be like one of them little reels now. But let's talk about the other acts, because there's some. Now I saw you put me in this group with you guys, and
basically just the Maya show where I just talk to everybody.
First of all, though, there was a moment where I was just about to go to the gym, and I put a thing in, and then you replied, and then you replied. And I'm thinking, who the fuck am I talking to here? And it's like, oh, it's just me. I'm on this phone, and then George is like, no, it's me. I'm like, what is going on here? I was talking to both of you, and then
have access to the Sin City account. So I reply to a message at the same time as him sometimes, and this person has one like illiterate message from him, and where he hasn't spelt anything right. And then I've replied immediately after as well. So it must, yeah, it is bad. We need to converse first before we reply to things. To be fair.
But there's what the other acts that are on the night.
We have Dick Van Dyke hosting, because I don't.
That is unbelievable for a name, isn't it?
It's our first show where we're actually taking a kind of night off. In a sense, we've never had another host doing the show, because I've always tried it.
Perfect.
It's like, it's our show, at least one of us has to be the face. But I think we might come out at the start.
Yeah.
And pass the mic, introduce everyone and pass the mic over. But since it's my birthday show, I just kind of want to sit back and enjoy.
So yeah, Dick Van Dyke is a drag king. And has the best name ever. A drag king performer, usually works in Cabaret Supper Club Belfast, and hosted my Fuego Fatale Cabaret back in December. And they're just fucking hilarious. They're just one of those people that you could literally just watch them talking for an hour because they're so funny. So I was like, that's who I want to be entertained by on your birthday.
And then we have Lucifer coming over from London, England. Mm-hmm.
London is in England.
No, I couldn't remember what part of England. And they are a burlesque performer / BDSM performer / fetish performer. Just a load of different performances. And then we have...
You forgot.
Francis Widow. She's going to come do some side show. We were over... Was it Brighton? No.
Bristol. No, Bristol.
A couple of weeks ago.
We did Brighton Fringe with her as well.
She's a producer over from... Bristol runs her own show, so we were over there a couple of weeks ago, and then we have a handful of Irish performers.
Who have we got? We've got Taylor, who's pole dancer. She's amazing. We've got Dr. Fluff on a pole, who I've not actually seen his acts live, but I have seen videos of them, and they're like top notch.
What does he do?
Pole dancing.
Oh, he's pole dancing as well.
Yeah. So good, so good. We've got
a couple of friends, my old school English punk rockers.
We've got
Dr. Nick. He's doing unicycling act thing, big, and then my friend Bucky. He's like a proper old school cockney biker. But I work with him, but he's doing a silly clown act, and it's a good mix.
I'm trying to think who else we've got as well.
Sexiness and silliness.
Lots of sexy. Oh, we've got Venus Doom coming over from Newcastle. She runs her own show in Newcastle as well, Babes from the Crypt. I don't know what I've asked her to do, actually. I'm going to say probably burlesque. She does like gorlesque, which is like burlesque, but like...
Horror.
Yeah, so she usually pours a load of fake blood over herself, but she's not allowed to in Balmoral because they'll kill us.
It's going to be an eclectic mix of performances and different styles of mm-hmm. performance, and then with you in the middle of it somewhere.
Oh yeah, and you.
That's the booby prize.
That's the.
Hey.
No. Serious. That was your cue to say something really good about my act.
Oh, your act. No, your act is fantastic.
Well, no, it's just a backhanded compliment now because I asked you to say it, didn't I?
I mean, I will say it's very magic, heavy.
Well, you said you were the booby thing.
Not enough sparkly hot pants and fishnets for my life.
And there is never going to be any sparkling hot pants in this show either. I'm telling you now.
Sin City show four. Everybody has to wear fishnets.
Yeah, I know that.
What?
That was part of the contract. You have to wear like some form of sparkle.
Now you're winding me up now, aren't you?
No,
fishnets or tassels?
It's one or the other.
What?
One or the other. Fishnets or nipple tassels.
Can I just wear a hat?
Just the hat? Yeah.
No. Absolutely no chance, mate. Oh, no, I don't care if it is your birthday.
We are very, very, very happy to have you on board, though. Like, your act was amazing. So funny.
That means a lot. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
See you now. But I don't actually think we got to catch you in London at all because we were so busy. But
no, you were too busy.
We've seen you in, I mean, Newcastle and Dublin. And again, just, I mean, it's amazing because, like, you've got that comedy aspect as well. It's not just the, which is like, for me, watching magic is great. But, like, having that kind of banter as well as, makes it bearable. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Right, see you later.
You can go off
people, won't you?
Oh, look, our neighbour says you look really good in fishnets.
Yeah, well, your neighbour could fuck off as well, because it ain't going to happen. Absolutely no chance. But, I'm looking forward to it. But what have you got coming up then, guys, apart from that? You got you're always here, there and everywhere, aren't you, doing shows? You got any more tattoo conventions?
We're going to Gdansk in Poland. Gdansk.
July.
For a big Polish tattoo convention at the end of July. We've got the Belfast tattoo convention, which is happening in June. And, oh God, I can't remember.
We've got a big Halloween one coming up, but it's all hush hush at the moment.
Very secret Halloween.
Okay. Halloween will be one of our busiest times of the year.
Yeah,
I bet.
You know,
like
we've booked from the year previous, and you'd be surprised. See, if you do fire or any kind of performance we do, you'll still get 2 days before Halloween. Oh, can I book you tomorrow night? You're like,
so bad.
No chance.
A woman approached me the day before Halloween last year, asking for 5 fire performers. I was like. Like the day before, I was like, where do you think all the fire performers are? Like, they've been booked up since like June.
Yeah. Like, honestly, we'd be booked a year or two ahead, especially for conventions and stuff or Halloween. People just jump on and go, we'll want to book you again next year. Sweet. Tick, put that in the book. You know, I'm sure you get that yourself where people just go, right, that was cool. Stick that down for next year and then you'll not have to think about it for another.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then it comes around and you forget about it.
or you do what you do, which is show up a day early for a job when you're not supposed to be there, or very nearly show up a day early for a job.
Yeah, that's this week.
Holy fuck.
I was up in the morning, stilts in the van, costume on, ready to leave, and she was like, you're on tomorrow, not today. I was like, huh? I got my days mixed up. Sure.
Has a diary. Why is Macker's wearing a wig? Is that me? It's her to see me. What? Me? Do I look like Mackers?
I think he's talking about...
Oh,
me!
So he's got our friend is talking about our other friend saying, why is he wearing a wig?
He's saying that you look like our friend.
You look like our friend, I think, is what he's trying to say, but with a wig on.
Cheeky cunt.
McNulty's very cheeky.
Right, listen, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking to you guys. You're one of my favourite acts.
Aww,
I'm not just saying that, I think you're brilliant, and you're so lovable, both of you as well. Then that's what I like about you, and you've got a lovely family as well. So it's just the full package.
And same to you as well. Your wife she was lovely. We met her in Dublin. No, and was that your mum?
No, that's my sister.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
not. It was my mum. Was my mum and my partner? Yeah.
Yeah, it was your mum and your partner. They were so nice, and your little boy's so cute.
Bless your heart. The full package, eh? But as I said, thank you very much. It's been great listening to your stories, and I've learned so much. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 12th of May.
Yes, we're We're very excited to have you. So
you will, yeah. We'll catch up for a cup of coffee or something, and start chucking swords at each other or something like that.
I'll go for that.
Just bring the kids, monkey monkeys, let them go wild.
100%, 100%. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, and when the weekend comes around, have a lovely weekend.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Take care.
Take care. All the best. See you soon. Bye bye. Bye bye.
The next door.